约翰福音。
Shall we turn to the Gospel of John?
二十六节。
Chapter one, verse 26.
约翰回答说：“我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间，是你们不认识的。”
John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know."
二十九节。
Verse 29.
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
三十五节。
35.
再次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
Again, the next day, John stood with two of his disciples.
他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
And looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
看哪，这是神的羔羊。
And looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
第四十节。
Verse 40.
听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”
One of the two who heard John speak and follow him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah."
又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说：“来跟从我吧。”
And he brought
43.
The following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me."
第二章第一节，第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席。
Chapter 2, verse 1. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
好，我想我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
We'll stop here for the time being.
那今天呢，我想我们要接着上个礼拜六我们所交通的。
We're going to continue what we have shared on last Saturday.
我们已经从我们已经读了，我们已经从这个整本的路加福音，我们知道说主的一生可以分成三段。
And so we have touched on in the Gospel of Luke, the life of Jesus we can roughly divide into three stages.
因为在路加福音里面有两次提到天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And so in Luke we know that twice heaven was open and their voice from heaven saying that this is my beloved son in whom I love.
那刚好把主耶稣一生分成三段。
And so that divided the life of Jesus into three stages.
第一段是三十年。
First, it was the first 30 years.
主的生命隐藏在神的面前。
And that his life was hidden before God.
经过三十年，我们天上的神完全满意了。他说：“这是我爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And so God was fully satisfied, and he said that this is my beloved son in whom I love.
然后经过了三年，他结果累累，天上又有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And so the second occasion, heaven was opened because Jesus was very fruitful in his work, and the heaven was opened. Again, voice say, "Behold, this is my beloved son in whom I love."
然后最后的半年，尤其是路加福音告诉我们的，就是主耶稣本来应该从黑门山升天的，结果为着你我的缘故，他就一直卑微下降，一直走到哥哥他山。
And so, for the last 6 months, we know that Jesus could have ascended from heaven from Mount Hermon, but because of you and me, that he was willing to stay back, and he was willing later on to be crucified at Mount Calvary.
所以第一段给我们看见主耶稣的生命。
And so the first stage we see the life of Jesus.
第二段给我们看见主耶稣的工作。
Then the second stage we see the work of the ministry of our Lord Jesus.
那第三段给我们看见主耶稣的道路。
And then the third stage we see the way of the Lord.
所以这就是我们主的一生了。
And this is the end that represents the entire life of our Lord Jesus.
所以现在呢，我们就把四福音里面所记载的，我们就把它填在这三段的里面。
And so we will use the gospel to fill up under these three stages.
那这样，我想我们对于主的一生就有比较很清楚的一幅图画。
And that it will give us even a clearer picture of the entire life of our Lord Jesus.
那么我们看过就是约翰路加福音第一章到第三章，刚好讲到主耶稣头三十年 所经过的。
And so in Luke chapter 1 to 3, that gives the account of the first 30 years of our Lord Jesus.
然后到了主后26年的时候，你知道大概是祝棚节的时候，我们的主就从约旦河上来。
And so during the time of the Feast of the Tabernacle, our Lord was raised up from the River Jordan.
他开始工作的时候就是在死海附近，可以说在可以说地球最低的地方。
And so the commandments of his ministry begins at the Dead Sea, which is the lowest point on earth.
死海就代表人堕落到不能再堕落了。
Dead Sea represents that man has fallen in such a stage that they could not go beyond.
当人堕落最深的时候，那个地方就是我们的主开始工作的时候。
And that the point, the deepest point of where man has fallen, and that is where our Lord is going to begin his work.
结果，当他从约旦河上来，就是表明说。在1500年前，以色列人都知道说约书亚带着以色列人从约旦河上来。
We know that 1,500 years ago that the Israelites knew that it was Joshua who brought them from the River Jordan.
然后他们就进到迦南美。
And then they enter into the promised land.
因为约书亚是希伯来文，耶稣是希腊文。
We know Joshua is in Hebrews and Jesus actually is in Greek.
这个希腊文的耶稣就是希伯来文的约书亚。
You know that Joshua in Hebrews is meant that it is Jesus in Greek.
现在是耶稣从水里上来，但是1500年前是约书亚从水里上来。
Now it was Jesus that who has emerged from the River Jordan, and 1,500 years ago it was Joshua.
所以主耶稣受浸的时候，就是告诉全世界说。他就是那个真的约书亚，他不只要拯救我们，不只要在死海附近最低的地方做工，提升我们，而且最后要把我们带到迦南美地。
And so that Jesus is trying to tell us that he is the actual true Joshua, and he is, as he come up from the river Jordan, he's going to lift us up onto the wave.
结果在受主耶稣受浸的时候，就圣灵降下来。
And so while he was baptized, there was Holy Spirit descended on him.
现在他就开始他自己就开始他的工作。
And that is how he commenced his ministry.
当他被圣灵充满的时候，结果圣经告诉我们，他就被引到旷野去受试探。
And after he was after the Holy Spirit was descended on him, he was led to the wilderness for temptation.
我们看见首先的亚当经过试探就失败了。
We know that the first Adam, when he went through the temptation, he failed.
那就是人类悲剧的开始。
And that is how the sinfulness of man had begun.
但是主耶稣他得胜了。
But our Lord Jesus, he has emerged.
末后的亚当得胜了。
And the last Adam has gained victory.
第二个人得胜了。
The second man has gained victory.
所以这就是人类喜剧的开始。
And that this is how that we are is going to be something's joyful for beginning of the joyful.
从那天开始，你看我们看见人类历史开始不同了。
And so you can see from that day henceforth, from that day onward, the history of man is entirely different.
然后我们的主就开始他三年的工作。
And so our Lord Jesus began the commence of his 3 years work.
结果。现在我们就来到约翰福音第一章。
And so now we come to the stage of John chapter 1.
如果你读马太、马可、路加，这个中间断掉一年。
That we know if we read Matthew, Mark, and you can see that as if that 1 year was lost.
尤其你读马可福音，好像主耶稣第一次遇见门徒，第一次遇见门徒是在加利利海。
See that when you read the book of Mark, that the first time that Jesus encountered the disciples, it was at the Sea of Galilee.
其实一年前在约旦河伯大里，主已经与他们相会。
But in fact, it was 1 year ago at near Bethany, beyond Jordan, Jesus have already met the disciples.
所以你看，约翰补网的时候就把那一年补进去。
And so as the John was mending the net, and that he filled in this particular lost year.
那我已经提过了，主耶稣是在约旦河外的伯大里遇见。最早的五个门徒。
And so Jesus first met his first five disciples was at Bethany beyond Jordan.
那为什么主耶稣选在约旦河外的伯大尼？
Why did Jesus choose to meet the disciples at Bethany beyond Jordan?
我们已经说过，约旦河外的伯大尼乃是当初你记不记得以利亚的时候，神借着乌鸦来喂养以利亚的地方。
That you know that at this particular Bethany beyond, it was where Elijah was fed by the crows that sent by God.
So, 当初神怎么用乌鸦来喂养以利亚？
And so the way that the Lord have used a crow to feed Elijah.
所有跟从主的人，主也这样的供应他。
And similarly, anyone who chose to follow the Lord is going to supply them.
所以当主呼召他门徒的时候，第一件是让他们学的功课就是信心的功课。
And so the first lesson the Lord Jesus wants his disciples to learn is to have faith.
因为我们知道乌鸦呢。是在特别是在以色列那块地方，它是在所有鸟类里面，它是贼，是个贼。
You know that crows that amongst the others flying these birds is termed as they are termed as thieves.
那乌鸦呢，常常是去偷别人的东西，然后来给自己或者给自己的孩子。
That we know that these crows will always steal some food in order to feed their young.
所以你怎么可能希望说乌鸦每天到时候？他就叼了饼，然后呢，不是为着他自己，也不是为着孩子，结果为着一个在在这个在基利西旁的一个先知叫以利亚。
And then how can we imagine these crows that will daily faithfully to steal the food to feed this particular man by the name of Elijah？
如果神借着另外一种的鸟来供应他，他的信心可能大一点。
We know that if God were to send another type of species of bird to feed, I think that Elijah will have greater faith.
今天我们觉得一个人只有传道的人才需要凭信心过生活。
Today, we take it as if that only those who are full-time preaching the word of God that they need greater faith.
但是所有今天不管是全世界不是全世界主都呼召我们来做他的门徒。
But today, whether you are full-time or you are part-time, God has called us to serve him.
许多时候你看看你办公室你的老板你就觉得你的路就非常的辛苦。
And you know that sometimes you have a non-Christian boss that you know that your journey ahead is going to be difficult.
但是感谢主，主就能够借着像乌鸦这样的就能像乌鸦这样子能够供应我们的需要。
God can use the crows.To feed us, to sustain us.
所以，如果我们能相信乌鸦，就能够相信。我能相信乌鸦，打发乌鸦的神，我们才真正的有信心。
If only that we were to believe that the crows that sent by God, then only then we have the faith.
你知道神就是这样的供应保罗的。
And similarly, this is how God has sustained Paul.
你知道保罗是安提阿教会打发他出去的。
And that Paul was sent by the church of Antioch.
但是很稀奇，当他写信给腓立比教会的时候。
And so when he wrote the letters to the church of Philippi,
一路上是腓立比教会和其他教会供应他，而不是安提阿。
You know that on one hand it was the church of Philippi and others who have sustained him, and not the church of Antioch.
如果保罗的眼睛是注意弟兄。姊妹只注意神的儿女，你看见你看他那个就不叫做信心。
That if Paul and that his focus was upon God's children, brothers and sisters, then we will not term this as faith.
你看见教会有软弱的时候。
We know that church will times the church will have weaknesses.
所以没有一个人可以看人，没有一个人可以看环境。
We can't look upon man. We can't focus upon our circumstances.
什么叫乌鸦呢？乌鸦就是不定的。
But we know what is close, because close is uncertain.
今天也许他把饼叼来了，明天也许他就不来了。
Close might bring the food today, but tomorrow they may not come.
但是你能不能相信神？
But would you believe in God?
所以每一个基督徒，每一个做主门徒的，都是从约旦河外伯大尼开始。
And so every Christian, every disciple of Christ must begin.From Bethany beyond Jordan.
尤其现在经过经济大这经济，尤其今天经过经济大风暴的时候，每一个神的儿女都要学习这个功课。
And so every one of them, especially now that we are going through the financial calamity, we need to learn this lesson.
没有多久就有大饥荒。
That we know not long after this there will be a great famine.
没有多久也不降雨。
And that not long after that will be drought.
但是不要忘记，当主呼召他门徒的时候。
But when the Lord called his disciples,
我们的主选定了一个地方，就是当初神怎样供应以利亚的地方。
And God our Lord, God has chosen this venue, and that's where that He has faithfully fed Elijah.
所以当主刚刚遇见门徒的时候。
And so when the Lord first met His disciples.
那弟兄姊妹不要忘记，那圣经告诉我们说，约翰跟安德烈他们就跟随了主。
And you know that John and Andrew they were the first to follow Jesus.
他们是第一个跟随羔羊的。
They were the first one to follow.